The old man visibly mustered the will to begin his story.
When this village was first built, and the island first inhabited by those escaping bondage, they did not come empty-handed. The concept of money and riches has meant little on the island, but our forefathers came from an outside world where such values were paramount. They knew these things meant much to those who had enslaved them, and they knew that to survive in such a world, they would need riches of their own. So, they took from their masters whenever possible, for when they were to escape. Arriving here, it soon became obvious that these things were of no worth to our island community. So, they were gathered and kept in a secret place known only to a few, in case we should ever need to leave the island and deal with the Whitelands again. The hoard of such riches was added to when people arrived with more stolen treasures. It was always presumed that there would come a day when these things would again have value. And then came Skydark, and the hard years after. In the struggle to survive, the store of Whiteland riches was largely forgotten, and the location a secret that was passed only from leader to leader. So, it would have continued. I would pass the secret on to Sunita and whoever became her husband, and they would pass it on to their children, and it would always be there in reserve for times of need. But that has changed. Now the Pilatans must move to the mainland, and the riches may be needed. I am no fool. I know that some of the hoard will have no value in the present Whitelands. Much must have changed since the nuke cost and the long darkness that followed. The value of things is relative to need and desire. I know this. But there is much in our possession whose value is intrinsic and must always be so to a civilized society. And this is the time for it to be disinterred and taken with the islanders into the Whitelands.
Mildred said nothing for a moment. Barris fought for breath, exhausted by his efforts to tell his story.
I still don't get why you're telling me and not your daughter about this.
The timing is all wrong. She has no husband, no ally to watch her back. And I am not so naive about the character of all who live with us. In the turmoil of our exodus, it would be all too easy for someone to steal it for their own purposes. No, it must not be revealed until the Pilatans are settled upon the mainland and there is order restored after the chaos of travel. Sunita will be established as leader by then, no matter what, and she will be in a better position to secure the safety of her people's legacy. I want you to take the treasure, you and your companions. You are outsiders and will be able to protect it until the Whitelands are reached. And then you, Mildred, will reveal the secret to my daughter.
You would trust me? Trust my friends, who are pale ones? You would trust us with the riches of Pilatu?
Perhaps I am a stupid old man whose mind is muddled by my illness, and you would take the riches and run, using them for yourselves. Perhaps. But I think not. I have seen you, have heard about you and your friends. They have been misjudged by many in this ville because of their skin, but that is an attitude that will have to change when my people are out in the Whitelands. Things are not as they were. In the Whitelands, I know much has changed, whereas on this island we have been insulated, and it is much the same as it was 100 years ago. Perhaps your way is better.
Perhaps, But if you knew my history, my real history, then you would know why this island has touched me deeply.
I am glad for you, Mildred Wyeth, but I must look forward to the future of my people, even if I will not be there to see it. You must promise me that you will do this for me.
Things were getting more and more complicated at the worst time, but at least she would be able to discuss this with JB when she met with him later tonight.
Very well. Tell me where it is, and I promise you that it will be done.
The old man squeezed her hand again.
I knew that I could rely on you. You have a nobility that runs deep. In many ways, you remind me of the woman I married. But that was a long time ago. Past the point where the trees are being felled for boat building, you will find a river. The river where one of your friends was wounded yesterday. Go upstream for half a mile, and you will come to a rock cluster that has a cave entrance. Inside the cave is a fork. To the left, it becomes so narrow that only a slender man or woman may squeeze through. Once through, there is a simple lever system that lifts this shelf of rock so that many may enter and move the treasures within freely.
It sounds simple enough, as long as we aren't followed.
That is up to you. Yes, it is simple, and the treasure has only remained undisturbed for so long because none except the leaders have known of its existence.
We'll do it. In the next day or two, I'll tell you when it's accomplished. And I'm honored that you've trusted me with this. I'll do my damnedest not to let you down.
She leaned over and kissed the old man on the forehead.
Go now. For I feel I am slipping into the dream world. And I am ashamed to let any except my healer or my daughter see me that way.
I understand. Until tomorrow or the day after.
Looking back as she made her way to the door, Mildred saw his eyes glaze over as he entered the world that was his gateway to the beyond. She had no time to dwell on this, however. As she neared the door, she could hear voices on the other side. They were whispering, but the door wasn't of a thick wood, and she could hear them clearly. One was Marcos, and the other, similar in timbre, but slightly higher in pitch, she couldn't place.
Things are as they are, and that cannot be changed. But you have changed, and the changes are like those of the snake that sheds its skin as it grows fatter.
You dare to say such things to me?
I do, and gladly. You know that her influence will pollute the purity of the idea, and—
You dare to speak of purity? That is the matter of which we never speak. Indeed, you are lower than the snake to bring that into the argument. I cannot reason with you when you are like this. We will continue this later.
Mildred heard the speaker move away, his footsteps fast and heavy, obviously agitated. She had paused by the door, uncertain as to whether she had been heard, but unwilling to walk into the middle of the argument. Now she judged that it was safe to open the door and exit. Marcos turned to her, anger still written on his face, but he softened his tone with a visible effort.
Mildred, all went well with the leader?
Yeah.
You do not wish me to pry?
No. It's not that. It's just that I couldn't help hearing as I came to the door.
My brother. He grows more and more agitated at the notion of moving away from the island. I do not even know what he was doing here, apart from trying to pick yet another argument with me.
How the hell did he know you'd be here? You aren't supposed to be.
It couldn't have been difficult. He had merely to go where I should have been and ask questions.
I guess so. Do you want me to go find you a relief for this post so you can continue?
The suggestion didn't spring merely from the goodness of her heart. It would also enable her to avoid the sec boss questioning her further about her meeting with the leader.
I would appreciate that. But tell me just one thing. Why do you wish to meet with JB tonight?
Mildred stopped.
Because things aren't always cut and dried. I have more than a few things to deal with, and there are loose ends to be tied. And that's all I want to say on the matter. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Good.